EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy here. You know, I've learned a couple of things is that a lot of us are at different stages of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we try to keep up with our friends if they're at another stage of their lives as we are. But it's good to learn that you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Over the years, I've put a ton of pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have the family, they have the house, wife, marriage, all of that. And it's like...
Your friends, you mean?
My friends, yeah. And it's that's not where I'm at. And I'm like, you know, it's okay. I've accepted that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I feel like when you get into your 30s, that's when things really start to ramp up when it comes to the marriages and the kids and the houses. And, you know, that's all fine and well. And being in that stage is beautiful. But I think when it comes to having a bunch of friends, whether it be friends you've had for your whole life, friends you've had since high school, college, none of you are going to ever be at the same place ever again. For example, when you're friends with someone in high school, you're all in it. You're all in ninth grade. You're all doing sports. You're all having activities and hobbies. You all have the weekends off.
We're going to be friends for life.
Right. And then when you get to college, oh my God. And then when you get to college, you're all in the same wave too. We're here for 4 years. We're drinking. We're partying.
Yeah.
We can literally do whatever. And then after that, after all the dust is settled and all the degrees have been collected, you all go in different directions, which is wild to think about because you never think about it once you're in there. You just are like, this is great. I love college. And this is like, I never want to leave this place. And this is what's going
to
be forever.
In college, I like to think that a lot of us were so present in the moment.
Right.
And that seems to be less as we get older because we're constantly thinking about the past or we're always thinking about the future.
Right.
But when we're all in it together and we're like having fun, we're all the same age.
Right.
We kind of almost feel like, hey, we're going to be here forever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it goes by real quick. And you feel like you've been left in the dust.
Life hits you in the face. It's been peculiar for me because it seems like all of my core circle all got married within a couple years of each other.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 back to back, back to back, back to back. I've been in 8 weddings in 3 years. And that's great. And I love that. And I love supporting my friends. But I'm not going to lie. It was a little challenging and difficult to go to wedding to wedding to wedding to wedding to wedding, knowing I wasn't in that same stage of life as my friends.
Yeah.
And like you...
So even though you went to all these weddings and you were in a majority of those weddings, a part of you was saying that it was actually painful to be there.
Was it painful? It was just kind of like...
Made you think.
Huh. Yeah. When will it be my turn? Is it going to, when it is my turn, is it going to be too late? Are all these people going to be on to the next stage? Because truth be told, all of my friends getting married within 3 years of each other, they basically were on the same wavelength at that time. Not me. I mean, I wasn't getting married. I'm not getting married.
I've learned to just completely change my thought process when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've so learned to do that because... There's so many of my friends who live this great life, but they've told me verbatim, like, hey, there are times where we would love to live your life just for a week.
Right.
We'll trade places with you for a week, no problem.
Right.
And I was like, you know, it puts a lot into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the things that you want, well, there's a lot of people that want what you already have.
Right. And I feel like at the point where we've done all the weddings and we've done all that stuff, I've gotten to the point where, like, I'm so good at being a bridesmaid. I'm so good at attending a wedding. I'm so good at it because I've just done it so many times. And now we're on to the next phase, which is, like, kids, right? So my best friend had a baby last March. So we're coming up on her almost being a year now, which is crazy. And the feeling that I felt, and I've talked about this before on the show, of meeting her for the first time was an overwhelming feeling. And it was special and it was really cool. And I, truth be told, don't have a ton of kids around me or in my life.
Yeah.
I've never really interacted with a ton of kids. I've never been in that position. I know, like, I could name the amount of kids I know in, like, on, like, one hand. So with that being said, all of my friends are like trying to have babies, either getting pregnant or they are pregnant. And I'm like, this is a new era, not just for them being a mom, but for me meeting these kids. Cause I'm like, what if I don't get it? Like,
what do you mean?
Connect with this kid.
Because the kid's not yours. You don't have to connect with every child you meet.
I understand that. But at the same time, this person who's having a kid, whether it be a close friend or a friend I've known forever, they are extension of that person. So I feel almost like I need to have a bond with the kid.
No, you don't.
But it's just not natural for me, I feel like.
You don't. You're forcing it. Don't force it.
But what if I get left behind?
There's no finish line, Breezy. You're running a race that doesn't exist. What are you running towards?
Not for myself per se, but like left behind in the sense of what if, you know, the kid just, I miss out on core moments with this child and then they grow up and they're like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that
kid
was
rocks.
12, 13 years of me being gone and feeling like I never had a relationship with my niece and nephews.
Right.
But I made up for lost time. I'm the cool uncle now.
What are you doing here?
For now. Right. But I mean, I think this is just an example of you overthinking. You know what I really want to know? I want to know all the people that have gotten married and had kids that are listening that are like, it's not what I thought it was going to be. Like, do any of you guys actually regret it? It was like, I wish I was living that single life. I know, and you know, there's probably a lot of people listening that are like, yep, but they're not going to admit to it.
They'd never admit to it.
And I get that. That's respectable.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that are just like, it's not what I thought it was all going to be.
Interesting. Very interesting. I do fear that, you know, not to bring it back to me, but I do fear that when it's my turn to get married, it'll be not on the timeline that everyone else was. And they're like,
Yeah, this is what you're kids now. This is what you're scared of.
We can't come to your bachelorette, and we can't do this. Yeah, and so Johnny is soccer.
What is this really about then? Is this really about you not getting the attention on your special day? Because you spent all this money and all this time to go to bachelorette parties, weddings. You spent money for bridesmaid dresses.
Yeah.
And now when it's your turn, you're afraid that it's just not going to be convenient enough for all your friends and they're just going to bail.
Because I've literally seen it firsthand. I have a friend who's like 2 years older than me. She was the last one in her friend group to get married. We all went on her bachelorette and like 9 out of 10 of the people there were pregnant. And they're like, I can't pack it in for the night. We're raging in Buffalo and the bars close at 4 a.m. And they're like, it's 11. It's too late for me.
Carly says, been married 12 years. Wish I never did it. But I'm stuck now. See, I'm telling you.
I'll say it one more time for the people in the back. Therapy is a beautiful thing.
Marriage is not for everyone. It is a beautiful thing. It's something that I would like to do. It's a goal of mine. That's what you want to call it, a goal. But there are some
people.
You're
like way down the line.
There are some people that they've come to the realization years into their marriage that maybe this just wasn't for me. Or maybe it's not the person I thought I married. So you need to just accept the fact that where you are in life and what you're doing is exactly where you need to be. And everything else will unfold and follow. Stop overthinking.
Oh my God. All right. Not me sending out save the dates and nobody can come.
I don't even know. Are you actually, because you have someone very special in your life right now.
Right.
So are you pretty certain that this is the one?
Fingers crossed.
Okay. So this
hopefully.
Is.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I hope I didn't just move in for nothing. You know what I mean?
Here's another person. Here's another person. This guy, who's this? Lyle? I'd trade places with you guys any day of the week. I love my wife, but there are days where I do wish I was single.
This person says, my husband and I have decided to not have children, various reasons. Our friends that do have children told us we've made the right decision. As much as they love their children, they envy that we can still travel and do whatever we want.
You know, and I thought about that. I had that conversation with myself. It's like, you know, what if I never have kids? But I meet someone, I get married, And we're just the cool aunt and uncle that have all this extra cash to travel and do what we want with. You know right. what I'm saying? That could be a nice lifestyle too.
The dinks. The double income, no kids. Yeah.
So live your life. And remember, there's no finish line, Breezy. Do you feel like I helped you in this last 10 minutes?
Not really, no. I can't wait for therapy tomorrow.
I was getting ready to charge you.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 25 for the high today. Breezy's going on the boat. Residents
Hell yeah, brother.
Near Cobbs Hill Park, they're on edge after just a series of car vandalisms. And this is 40 cars that were already vandalized across neighborhoods. This took place last weekend. Five more vehicles were targeted overnight in the Warner Park area. One of the victims expressed her frustration, saying, that's $200 mm-hmm. that I'm going to have to spend on a new window. And listen, I get the frustration. I've been through it. Breezy's been through it. Despite parking her car in the driveway for added safety, this girl was still targeted. And I get it's wishful thinking. We want to believe that driveways add extra safety, but that's not the case.
It's not the case.
Taking valuables out of your vehicle, at this point, what we've noticed is that a lot of these break-ins don't seem to be theft. It just seems to be vandalism at this point.
Right.
They never take anything. Authorities urge anyone.
It's just for the sake of just wrecking things.
That's what it seems like at this point. But authorities are urging anyone with information, videos, or pictures that could help identify the vandals to contact 911. I tried doing that this weekend, and this past weekend, nobody answered the phone. Last weekend on the show, we spoke to Rochester criminal defense attorney, Sarah Wesley, who says the laws are very broken right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is responsible for a lot of these break-ins are, repeat offenders. Most of them are armed. And I know we get so frustrated and we want to take matters in our own hands, but we can't. We have to be careful. And I was talking earlier in the show about how the police installed a blue light camera in my parking lot.
Yeah.
It stopped working on the first day. This was 2 weeks ago because it's solar. They installed it in the middle of winter.
Literally,
where we never have sun.
Shame on them. We haven't seen sunlight since October.
It's been sunny a couple of days last week, but the thing right now is useless. It simply does not work.
Right.
So that happened in Warner Park last night, and it's just getting really, really frustrating right now.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Coming up on the show, we want to continue the conversation because we're getting a lot of great calls on this. Breezy was talking just about how sometimes in life we feel, when we compare ourselves to the people around us, our friends, our peers, that we're falling behind.
Yeah.
When you watch your friends get married, when you watch them buy the house, when you watch them have kids, and you haven't done those things just yet, you can't help but feel like, hey, maybe am I doing something wrong? I feel like I'm being left behind.
Right.
But we're going to talk about that and get to your calls, 585-252-9800, coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, you got Moose, Breezy. We're going to continue the conversation on this. 585-252-9800. If you ever feel like at some point in your life you've fallen behind because you're comparing your life to friends and family. They have the house. They got married. They have kids. I'm not there yet. Is it me? Am I doing something wrong?
Right.
But everybody's on their own path, and they go at their own pace.
And so close.
There's nothing wrong with that, because you obviously have been spiraling a little bit, and you expressed earlier in the show.
I wasn't like spiraling. I think I was just more so making a, observation of like, I'm very excited and happy for my friends. They got married. They did the thing. Some of them are pregnant. Some of them have babies. You know what I mean? And like, that's amazing. I'm thinking about when it's my turn, are they going to get to a point in their life where we're not on the same wave? And they're like, I can't come to your wedding. I have kids. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I can't come to your bachelorette. Johnny has soccer. I'm like, okay, well, I did it for you.
In the last 3 years, you've been in 8 or 9 weddings.
Yeah. Like as a bridesmaid.
Right. And so we put
or an officiate.
We started asking the question, some of you who are married, are you happy? Or do you feel like you could trade places with your friends who are actually single?
Right.
And they could do what they want. Because sometimes we think that
the grass is greener.
Yeah,
or
and it's not.
Whatever.
Let's get to some calls here. Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's going on, Queen?
Well, you guys said no one would call and do it, so I'm going to do it.
Well, I can hear your baby in the background.
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts on this. Are you married?
Yes, currently.
Do you ever have doubts on whether or not you married the right person?
I definitely have doubts, of course. The most thing that I do regret, though, is just not having it how it usually is. Like, no getting down on one knee, no bachelorette party, none of that.
What did you do? You skip all that?
Yeah, we skipped all that. We kind of just did it at the baby shower.
What? Wait. Yeah. You got married at your baby shower?
Yes.
Was this a shotgun wedding?
Very. It was a surprise to everyone.
Oh, including you. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
But are there parts of you now, Emily, where you're like, I'm married, I have a kid, I do miss that single life, and I envy people like Breezy?
Oh, God, I don't like anyone, so I would be scared to be single.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you're
but
very...
I definitely just regret, you know, beforehand.
Just the way that you did it. Not the not the person you're with or the baby you have. Just the way that it was all transpired.
But Emily, the good news is that you could still go back and redo it. You guys could still set a date.
You
to
definitely
do...
could.
Yeah, you could still set a date to do a wedding. You can still have your guy get down on one knee the way you'd like him to do it.
That's... Have you ever heard of a vow renewal?
No.
Okay, so let me enlighten you, my queen. So when you renew your vows, you can have that big ceremony and you can have the bridesmaids if you want to. There's no rules or regulations. You can do whatever you want. Honestly.
Oh my goodness.
And if you do plan on doing this, if you go home and talk to your, or if you end up talking to your husband about it, invite Moose and I. We'll MC the wedding.
All right. It's going to cost you a little bit of cash.
Very altered and you guys can... Throw the flowers?
Yeah. Yes. I'm also an officiant, so.
So, I want you to know.
All right.
This is not free, Emily. We do charge you a talent.
We do have a pricing situation, but we'll work that out on the back end for sure.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you calling. I'm glad we got to enlighten you with this.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
PXY, who's this?
Wavy Davey.
Wavy Davey. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Happy New Year.
It's like February. What's going on, man?
I was listening to your conversation this morning, and I think it's a really great conversation you guys were having. You've got such a wide audience as far as age range.
Yeah.
Don't get into the mindset that at a certain place in time, you need to be at a certain place in your life. Whether it's married, engaged, living with somebody, or having kids, everything comes to us when it's meant to come to us. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, so don't get caught up, Breezy, and your friends are getting married and always a bridesmaid, never a bride type thing. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen, you know, when if you're either a person of faith or you believe in the universe, when the stars align and it's right for you and it's right for Moose, it's going to happen for you guys. And another thing, too, as far as, you know, having kids, yeah, I mean, there's ups and downs in everything, and, you know, I'm married, I got kids. Would it be great to just pack a bag and take off sometimes? Yeah, but you got a commitment. Sometimes a deeper love for a child is a wonderful thing.
For sure.
But, again, too, maybe you don't have kids, but maybe, you know, like Moose, you meet somebody, and she has a kid.
Right.
And maybe the dad isn't present, and there's nothing wrong with you being a hero to a child that needs a parent. You know, it's almost... It's almost like Moose is like in college now with his big brother, big sister, and then when he meets a girl with a kid, he's going to move to the pros.
Yes, I really love that analogy. This is just the playoffs right now that he's in.
This is just another Wavy Davey phone call that makes you want to run through a brick wall.
No, but you're right. And I mean, I'm very happy in my own right in my relationship, and I do have faith in it, and it's all good and well. It's just, I think the biggest thing for me was the kid part, in the sense of, like, I fear that, like, I'm going to have kids too late and everyone's going to have kids that, like, can hang together. And then there's going to be my kid who's, like, 17 years younger.
Yeah. And I think you make a really great point, man. It's that that so many people are in a rush because they do feel like at a certain age, they need to be accomplished and have all their goals laid out. But you get to a point where you finally say, you know what? Everything that I have and everything that I want will come when the time is right. And then when you don't stress about it, that's the best thing in the world, mm-hmm. is knowing that it will show up in its own time.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, revel in the excitement of what tomorrow holds. You know, wow. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Did you read that on a Snapple cap?
No.
He goes, no, I just made it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Wavy David, we love you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. You're the best.
All right, guys. Much love. Have a great day.
Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. This person says, honestly, Wavy Davey gave me chills. It's so true. This person says, I have a kid. I'm not married. I still love my parents. And yesterday, I purchased my first new car. I'm finally doing something, and it feels awesome. Oh, I think she said, I think she meant to say, I still live with my parents, which is fine.
And then you'll be living in your car.
She's like, that RAV4, just... Get it. Also doubles as a living room.
Yeah. I think this amazing. Conversation is so relatable because at some point in our lives, we're all going to feel this way. This was me at 25.
Yeah.
I was really going through it. I thought at 22 years old that I was going to already have an Oscar in my back pocket.
Right.
I look back at who I was 20 years ago and I'm laughing at the plans that I had. But I was very ambitious.
They're all written down.
I'm very ambitious. I still am. And that's okay. Everything works out exactly when it's supposed to.
Right.
And you have no reason to stress. You know? Just don't compare yourself to others.
Can't do it. Thank you guys so much for all the wise words this morning.
Yeah. I do like to think, though, that my brothers are living in my shadow. So.
Well... Who's to say, truly?
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.